Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
I almost arrived late for my daughter's field trip just a few minutes ago, and I didn't need to. Here's the quick story. Listen, you can have the best tools in the world, but if you don't use the tool, it doesn't help you. I know that sounds like, come on, that's basic, but we do it all the time. You see, I got an app on my phone called Waze. If you don't have Waze, you need to get it. What it does is it helps you see where traffic jams are, and then it helps you reroute if there is a congested area up ahead. And it wasn't until I was through the traffic jam that I'm like, oh my, what was I thinking? I could have absolutely used Waze, and it probably could have saved me 25 minutes. Now listen, I wasn't all upset because I had a podcast to listen to. I always teach people to redeem their time. So it's not like I was just sitting there doing nothing. But the point is this. I wish I would have gotten there earlier because I almost missed it. The point is that, listen, you probably have a ton of tools available to you. You probably have trainings, apps, software, relational connections. It's unbelievable what we have today to help us out. But the problem isn't that we don't have enough tools. The problem is that we don't use the tools. If you can agree with me, say amen, right? Type in the comments, I get you. Look for a moment next time you're stuck, next time you need some help. Ask yourself, what tools do I currently have that will help me experience a breakthrough? Maybe you're part of a coaching group. Listen, I have authors all the time who kind of express frustration, and then I remind them, guys, you're part of my private author group. I have 4 phone calls a week. I'd love to help you out. And then they suddenly realize, oh yeah, you're right. Listen, I'm even a tool. You're probably a tool to some people. But don't be afraid to ask. My buddy Brian recently wrote something on Facebook where he said that asking for help is powerful. It's not powerless. It basically validates the power that you have to admit that you need help. And so many people today, they don't want to admit that they need help. They want to present this polished persona that they have everything figured out and they don't have any need of anything. I'm part of a networking group on Facebook in my own community. And what's interesting is I use that all the time when I ask for recommendations. So I've recently needed some help in some different areas around the house or even a harpist. The other day, check this out. The other day, I said, you know what, let's get a harpist at our Author Academy Awards dinner. I think that'd be really cool. I don't know any harpists. So sure enough, I type in Lewis in the community that I live in, I type that in and I say recommendations, and then boom, it pops up. There's my harpist. A few minutes later, we're chatting. We booked her. Done. End of story. That was a tool that I probably could have spent a ton of time trying to look up on Google and trying to find the perfect harpist. Instead, I use a tool called Facebook Group. And in the community that I'm part of, they give me the recommendations. It's a done deal. Folks, use the tools available to you. You have so many. It's called YouTube. It's the second highest search engine in the world, right? And it's got videos related to everything you need. Don't stay stuck. Experience a breakthrough. Don't look for another tool. Use the ones you already have. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire. I believe in you. And let me know what kind of tools you use in the comments below. We'll see ya.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.